We're back again for another episode of The Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust. This is a podcast bursting with inspiration, encouragement, and fun. Join me and other entrepreneurs as we share, inspire, learn, and grow together. Hello, and welcome back to The Business Greenhouse. I am a couple of days late today. I tried to get my podcast out on a Wednesday, but I'm not going to stress about it because podcasting is something that I love doing and I don't want it to ever become something that is stressful. I'm not doing it to make money. I'm not doing it for anything like that. I'm purely doing it as a passion project and because I want to share what I have learned with you. So sorry that this is a few days late. And today's episode is for Claire Sanders, who is a business development manager at Nixon Design in Cornwall. They're an independent brand design agency in Cornwall. And she contacted me via LinkedIn and asked me if I could give her some advice on strategic partnerships. So I thought the best way to do that was to do a podcast because then I can answer her question and also I can help you. And I was thinking this morning that strategic partnerships is one of my favourite topics. And then I realised that I say that about absolutely every topic on the Business Greenhouse. But I suppose that's a good thing because it means I absolutely love what I do, which is business growth consultancy and helping entrepreneurs grow a thriving business. I am setting up the Business Greenhouse Club at the moment, which is a place for female entrepreneurs to connect, learn, support each other, to have fun, to look after our health and well-being. So do get in touch with me if you're interested in that. It's totally free. And at the moment, it's just starting very small. It's a lean startup. So it consists of my podcast and an email newsletter. But over the year, I'll be doing events and masterminds and learning. And I've got lots of plans. But yeah, I'm not wanting to stress myself out because that's my little passion project that I'm doing on the side in addition to my consultancy. So I'm just kind of keeping that low level. Anyway, I'm going to talk about strategic partnerships today. There are lots of questions around strategic partnerships. So first of all, what are strategic partnerships? Well, Wikipedia says it's a relationship between two commercial enterprises, usually formalized by one or more business contracts. But my strategic partnerships aren't that formal, and I don't think all strategic partnerships are that formal. I mean, if you've got a business like, say, Spotify and Uber have got a strategic partnership, they definitely would have an agreement in place. You know, if you're a big corporation and you're doing a strategic partnership with a big brand, obviously you're going to have some kind of contract in place. But if you're someone like me, a consultant, or you're a small business, you might just decide to have an informal relationship with another business where you can partner up. And it must be win-win for all players. So basically, both parties must benefit from the strategic partnership. And how it works is strategic partnerships work where you both have the same target audience and the same kind of brand, price, or value perception, and the level of execution must be well matched. So basically what you're thinking about when you're creating a strategic partnership is who would have the same or similar audience to you and how could you partner with them? So for example, in my case, I do business growth consultancy. So people that want to grow their businesses are probably either at startup or they're wanting to scale up and secure investment, or they're already quite big and they're looking for opportunities to grow further. So strategic partners that I could work with would be people like lawyers, especially startup lawyers or lawyers that specialize in businesses, accountants, bookkeepers. I have got lots of strategic partnerships with people in the marketing space because a lot of what I do is around marketing. So my clients might need branding, they might need website building, they might need copywriters, they might need SEO, they might need photographers. I've got strategic partnerships in place with all those people. Now, actually, the only way that I benefit from those is I give them business, which is great for them. That's obviously a massive plus for them. They don't have to go and market themselves. They get business from my clients. But how it works for me, why it's a win-win for me, is because one of the reasons my clients come to me is they want to save time and money, and they don't want to be working with suppliers or freelancers or agencies that aren't going to deliver. And I know who is the right supplier or agency or freelancer for them. So the win for the strategic partner, for example, say I refer someone to a website agency or a branding agency, they get a new piece of business. And what I get is the knowledge that my client is not going to waste their time or money using someone that's not going to deliver. So that gives me peace of mind, and it makes me look good, and it shows my clients that I add value by bringing them the right suppliers. So that would be an example of a strategic partnership. And later on in the podcast, I'm going to talk a bit more about some other examples of strategic partnerships. And also, Claire, we could have a quick chat about who might be good strategic partners for you. How do you build strategic partnerships? You know, how do you find these strategic partners? Well, there's lots of ways. I found strategic partners through networking. I have Googled them. I've been referred to them by other suppliers or people I know. And also, actually, I have found loads of strategic partners through LinkedIn. So when I did a post about investment and how I'm helping people secure investment, I got contacted by a startup lawyer that specialised in investment, and he contacted me and we had a meeting. His name's David, and we met up and realised that we have both got clients in common. He has clients that are starting up who come to him for legal advice, but they haven't got necessarily the right strategy and planning in place to secure investment, and quite often they want investment. So it's really great that he could refer me to them. And in the same way, I've referred him two clients in the last month since I met him, because two of my clients are looking to get funding and they want help with their SEIS investment. So that was a contact from LinkedIn. I have got loads of people that are going to be joining the Business Greenhouse Club, which is all about strategic partnerships. And I've met a lot of those through LinkedIn. So Lydia, Branding, Rebecca Morley, who's a coach, lots and lots of people have contacted me through LinkedIn, and I am connected with them and probably going to look to do some kind of strategic partnership, or I might introduce them to other people. So I would say LinkedIn is a really good place to meet strategic partnerships. Think about the hashtags you're using. Think about engaging with other people's posts. Think about writing content that resonates with your audience, because then it would also resonate with the strategic partner's audience. And yeah, just spend some time on LinkedIn, having a little look around, and then say hi and, you know, get to know those people and see if there is an opportunity to work together. So another question would be, why build strategic partnerships? And I recommend, if it's relevant, strategic partnerships to lots of my clients, because it is really cost effective. There isn't any cost in those partnerships, unless you've got some kind of agreement where you're going to give referrals for business or something like that, which I personally don't like that. I just like to do strategic partnerships. If I believe that someone or a business is good for my clients, I refer them business, and it kind of works the other way. But, you know, some businesses do have partnership agreements where they kind of pay each other for referrals and things like that. But it's very cost effective, because you're not spending money on marketing. The only money that you're spending is basically your time to build those relationships. And if people know, like, and trust you and they want to do business with you, they are going to refer you to other people. The other thing to think about there is, if you get recommended someone by a strategic partner, there's always that already that kind of trust there. So if someone recommends that you use someone, or you already have some trust and you're kind of further down the funnel, someone needs to know, like, and trust you before they buy from you. And if they've never heard from you, that process is going to be harder and take longer. However, if they come through one of your strategic partners who they already trust, that process of selling to them is going to be much easier. And I found that, for example, if I recommend someone to one of my clients, they trust me, they're probably just going to go with that person because they know that they're going to be good value. They know that I've used them before. So it's kind of a no-brainer for everyone. And I think you'll find that too. If you get a recommendation from someone, you're much further down the funnel, there's already that kind of know, like, and trust factor there, and you're much more likely to convert. So strategic partners are really good in that way, and that they don't really cost a huge amount of marketing money. They just cost time to build those relationships. And the other thing is that obviously those customers are more likely to convert. And I would say another reason for me to build strategic partnerships, something that's really important for me because I work on my own, is it's just that support. It's so nice to have that support of people that have got your back, where you're maybe working together on projects together, you know, whether you are working for clients or whether you're B2C and you're working with customers. If you can collaborate with other people, it makes work so much more fun. Just having a sip of my tea there. So yeah, definitely for me, one of the main reasons to have strategic partnerships is for the support. And what I find really useful is I've got all these strategic partners that I totally rate and I refer them business. But whenever I've got a question about SEO or branding or marketing, whether if I need some help with my own website, I can just call them up and I can speak to an expert straight away. I can get their advice and they're happy to do that for me because we've got this really nice relationship. So lots of reasons to build strategic partners. I'm just going to talk a bit more about how strategic partnerships, what that might look like, what that relationship might look like. So it could be things like content partnerships where you share each other's content or you write on each for each other. You know, maybe you create a blog or create a podcast or help with social media. It could be competitions where you both run a competition, a joint competition to promote what each other are doing. It could be doing joint events together. So that's something that I'm looking to do with my first event for the Business Greenhouse Club. I'm looking to collaborate with another business, and that would be very much a strategic partnership because we're both going to be bringing the same kind of target audience to the event and we both get to connect with them all. So that's a really nice thing to do joint events. It could be referring each other business, like I've talked about how I refer people business and in return they do a really good job for me. There's also those people might refer me business in time as well. It could also be about selling their products, or it could be about bundling up products. So maybe you've got a product and it's very complementary to a product that one of your strategic partners is selling, and you can come to an agreement that basically you bundle up those products together because it kind of makes sense for people to buy both of those products together. And, you know, if you're selling that product, you can sell your strategic partner's products at the same time and they can do the same for you. So anything like that is really nice. You just got to think that those people have got the same target audience as you, and therefore it's a real opportunity for you to work together. And by the way, if you can hear children in the background, that is probably one of my four children running around and making a noise. So I'm not going to apologize for that because that's just how it is. But yeah, that's if you hear bits and bobs in the background, that's them. So I was just going to talk about Claire and her design agency. So, you know, that's not dissimilar to what I'm doing. So Claire, if you have a think about the kind of people that would be thinking about brand design, if they're startups, you know, what else would they be looking for? So they'd probably be looking for website developers. They might be looking for people like me, like business growth consultants. They might be looking for photographers. They might be looking for SEO agencies. Think about all the other needs that your clients would have, and then see if you can find complementary strategic partners that you can connect with. And hopefully you can find people that you trust, and you can connect with them and you can start to build a relationship and you can look to see how you can work together. And obviously, I only ever work with strategic partners that I already know, like, and trust. So most of the time I test them out on my own work, or I've met them through clients, or I have been referred them by someone else I really know. So be really careful about who you create strategic partnerships with, because that says something about your brand. But when you find a good one, then they're worth their weight in gold. And last of all, I was going to talk about one other industry, for example, something like the wedding industry, where there's loads of strategic partnerships to have. So if you were a wedding photographer, you could connect with wedding hotels, wedding venues, wedding dress shops. You could connect with all the kind of venues. You could connect with caterers. You could connect with florists. You could connect with wedding bloggers. All those people, anyone who works with the bride or mother of the bride or anything like that, those are all perfect strategic connections for you to connect and say, look, I'm a photographer. I can help you get your venue or get your flowers or whatever looking amazing, recommend me to brides, and in return, obviously, they get great photos of whatever they're providing for the wedding. So there's so many opportunities for strategic partners. Health and wellbeing, again, that's another industry. I do loads in health and wellbeing. I've got so many people connecting them all the time. They're doing joint events. They're, creating content together. It all comes down to the fact that if you can find a strategic partner, it is cost effective for you. It's a great way to market yourself. It helps bring you clients or customers that are further down the funnel. You've got the support of your strategic partners, and it's fun and it's great. And my call to action, my challenge to you would be, think about your audience, your ideal clients, your target audience, who has got a similar audience to you. Which businesses do you feel align with your brand? When you look at them, do you think, wow, that's kind of like in line with what I do? And can you connect with them and start building a relationship with them and talk to them about how you might work together? So that's it. I hope that helps, Claire. If you have any questions for me, you can always connect with me on LinkedIn and ask me to cover them on my podcast, or you can connect with me via my website, emmyfowles.com. I will catch you next week. Bye. So that was another episode of Business Greenhouse. I am Emmy Faust. I hope you have enjoyed it. Do share this with other entrepreneurs, and I'd love it if you leave me a review, and I always love to get feedback. Here at the Business Greenhouse, we are all about learning, sharing, and encouraging entrepreneurs to flourish. It's all about helping you to have fun, to enjoy yourself, and to grow a business that thrives.